The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little way from the shore. There, he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break, so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down to Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had been taken. And so were James and John, son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. But then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm very joyed to be able to join here or worship with you here today. I was introduced wonderfully, but once again, my name is Sam Wolf. I am working full-time up at Camp of the Cross Ministries as a program manager, but I have a long history at camp. I was a camper at camp for 8 summers and a summer staffer for 7 summers after that. And I am very joyously working now at Camp of the Cross full-time as of January. On behalf of Camp of the Cross, I would like to thank Trinity Lutheran Church for your continued financial gifts and support. Trinity Lutheran Church is one of our over 70 constituent congregations, and we once again thank you for all of the support that you've given us in this past year and in the future. I would like to remind everyone that retreats for our retreat season are currently open. You can find the retreats on www.campofthecross.com. There are lots of different fun retreats that you can do, such as camping retreats. There are some traditional camps. There's some bashes for the kids. There are crafting retreats, scrapbooking, the whole works. Furthermore, there is registration for our summer camp is available online at the same location, www.campofthecross.com. As I understand, Trinity Lutheran Church offers camper scholarships, or camperships as I like to call them. So if you want to know information, there is information on the back of your bulletins. Finally, if you are of the ages anywhere from 14 to 30, and you are looking for a fantastic summer job, I couldn't recommend a job more than Camp of the Cross Ministries. It has given me skills that have not been only applicable in my faith life, but in my everyday life, with communication, friendship, and focus in many things. If you want to find out, I will be in the hall out there after the service, and you can talk to me or Taylor, who's present, as well as you can find more information again on www.campofthecross.com. Giving Hearts Day is coming up very soon on the 10th. Camp of the Cross's goal for Giving Hearts Day is our goal is to restore our chapel that we have at Camp of the Cross. It has been on site ever since the beginning, since Camp of the Cross was founded in 1954, and we are looking to restore it back to a wonderful working order. So you can help out with us by giving for Giving Hearts Day. Now, finally, on behalf of Camp of the Cross, I would like to thank Trinity Lutheran Church for your financial support. It's because of congregations like you that I'm proud to announce that as of 2021, at the end of the 2021 year, we are in the black and we are completely debt-free at Camp of the Cross. I was looking up, when I was planning my sermon for this day, I looked at the gospel message and I couldn't be more overjoyed to see what the gospel message was today. The scene, what I like to call it at Camp of the Cross is I like to call this gospel message the fishers of men, a play on the words of the term fishermen. And the reason why we call it fishermen and it comes up at Camp of the Cross so often is because at Camp of the Cross, One of our favorite activities we do with some of the older kids is we do this activity known as the Faith Walk. Other camps might call it a Christ hike, but the Faith Walk, what it is it's a dramatic depiction of the life and the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, where we literally walk throughout camp doing the different sights and sounds and smells at camp, culminating with a climax at one of our campfire spots, Three Crosses, where we see a depiction of the crucifixion of Jesus. And we see his resurrection a little bit later, right after a brisk jog, just as if we were running from the tomb to tell the disciples. But early on into the Faith Walk, we have the scene where we do the Fishers of Men. After every Faith Walk, we do a debrief, and as someone who has been at camp for many years, I'm fairly experienced in doing debriefs for different scenes, and this one comes up pretty often. I really think that this message is really rich in symbolism, especially with the terms of waters. As we know, the waters of baptism clothe us and envelop us in God's mercy and God's grace. But I would also like to point out a special note that the Gospel of Luke mentions, using the term deep waters. That's where Jesus tells Peter to throw out his nets. The deep waters could really mean something that's somewhat unknown. It's something that we don't really have a complete grasp of, and yet we're still called to push out into that to help expand not only our lives, but our faith lives with community. Just like Peter threw out the nets into deep waters and caught so many fish that the boats began to sink. Just like Jesus being a fisher of men and bringing so many people into the faith. In Luke's gospel, we actually haven't seen many instances of Jesus acting on his faith or showing that he is the Messiah. Not that he necessarily needs to show it, but up to this point, we haven't actually seen any miracles from him. We've seen his birth, we've seen his baptism, we've seen his adventure into the wilderness, and when he returns home to his home in Nazareth of Galilee. But now he performs this miracle for the disciples of bringing in so many fish. But it's really noteworthy that in so many other gospels and so many other stories, sometimes after we hear the miracle, that's where the story ends. But not this time. In this case, after Jesus performs this miracle, the story continues with Simon Peter falling at Jesus' feet saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." The climax of the story isn't the miracle. The climax of the story is Jesus accepting Peter for who he is as a sinful man, but still calling him to be a fisher of man, just like John, James, and everyone else. It's very interesting how it relates to what we heard about both Isaiah and what we heard about Paul's letter to the Corinthians. When it comes to Isaiah, he talks about this tree trunk, this holy seed. One of my favorite things that I like to talk about at Camp of the Cross is that oftentimes in our jobs, we don't get to see the results of the faith that we spread, but all we can do is spread the seeds and hope it spreads on good soil. Likewise, Paul talks about this idea of being the least of the apostles. He says that so many people came before him. First Jesus, then Simon Peter, then the rest of the apostles, then everyone else, and then finally him, who was a persecutor of Christians and a very, very wretched man, being saved by Jesus and being the least of these apostles. And yet God calls to save everyone. It doesn't matter who they are. And in fact, it comes time and time again that God and Jesus comes to save those who we least expect. I mean, it says in the gospel, "The meek shall inherit the earth. Whatever you do unto the least of these, you do unto me." And one of my favorite is that the parable of the wedding banquet, when you're offered a seat, you should take the lesser seat. Finally, once again, going back to Peter falling at Jesus' feet, they dropped everything. The disciples, James, John, and Peter, dropped everything to follow Jesus. I know personally in my life it would be hard to drop everything for a cause that I'm not completely sure about. And maybe there were still doubts in their hearts, or maybe there wasn't. We don't have any point of view from them, but we do know that they did drop everything to follow Jesus. And considering how much fish they caught, that might have been hard. The amount of fish that they caught probably could have sustained them and their families for a very, very long time. And yet they followed him. It's in the quiet moments in Luke's gospel that we see Jesus' life and earthly ministry. When we're called to be fishers of men, that can be kind of a hard message to follow and a hard message to live. We don't want to necessarily bang on people's doors saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," because that might just draw people, that might just drive people away. Instead, Luke's gospel focuses on the more personal and intimate settings. Jesus before his disciples or before a small group, often speaking in parables. Just like when we're talking about in our children's message. When you have your kids out in a fishing boat and just relaxing and being with them, hoping for that catch. Spread the message like that. Amen.